This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Left Hand Brewing Company Jackman's Pale American Pale Ale. So that's a Category 10A American Pale Ale. Quick look. It's a light amber color, super clear, moderate-sized off-white head. No issues there. Three. Smelling it, I get a moderate caramel malt sweetness intermingled with a moderate resiny, piney hop nose. Very light esters. Generally very, very clean. Not really getting anything else in the nose. The malt and the hop seem right about equal. The malt takes on a little bit of a toasty edge, which plays well with the caramel, sort of a caramel toasty aromatic, which is pretty good. So I'll give that a 10. I think the malt's fine, but if the malt's going to be at that level, I'd expect the hops to be a touch higher. But they certainly seem American. Okay, taste it. The malt seems more toasty than caramel. It's very interesting, the toasty little bit of caramel flavor. It asserts itself up front, and it lasts through most of the palate. The bitterness starts rising about midway. It's maybe medium. And it generally balances the malt, but it doesn't really break through the malt and step forward. But I would call it medium. There's a moderate resiny hop flavor. Very light esters. It's a really clean beer. It's finishing dry and smooth with that balanced toasty malt first and hop bitterness second. Having the malt be a little forward really makes it easy to drink. People that might not like their pale ales that bitter would probably like this one, especially since it's got some interesting malt there. To me, the balance is a little bit low on the hops if the malt's that big. So again, it's the same issue I have with it in the aroma. It has the right kind of characteristics. I would just tweak the balance slightly. So I'll give it a 17. It is within guidelines, but it's, you know, sort of hitting the bottom end of a lot of the attributes. But that's, you know, an acceptable variation. As far as the mouthfeel, it's between medium and medium light body. The carbonation is medium to medium high. It's smooth. There really aren't any other mouthfeel components. So give it a 5. Overall, well, it's an interesting interpretation. The toasty malt flavor and balanced bitterness. Not that many American pale ales have that level of toasty flavor, so that's a little distinctive. You know, the bitterness, like I said, is coming in around the bottom end of the style. It's really generally supporting the malt. I'm talking about malt before I'm talking about hops, because that's what I'm getting first. It's very clean, so certainly has American pale ale fermentation profile. The hops are more restrained than some examples, but that does make it an easy drinking beer. It's, the malt tasty, the malt is tasty, and that maltiness in the finish really sort of helps you want to take another sip. I think it fits the style. It just hits sort of at the lower end. You know, to my taste, I'd like the hops to be a little bit more prominent. I think you could do that and not lose anything with this beer. The malt would take it. I'm not sure how old this is, but the hops do come out fresh. So, 8 overall. So I shall give that a total of 43. Not a bad beer. I don't think I've had that one before. It's the Left Hand Brewing Company. I think they're in Colorado. It's a 5.2% beer. So, Left Hand Brewing Company, Jackman's American Pale Ale, category 10A, American Pale Ale, scores a 43.